الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, another beautiful morning. Let's start this morning with a very special blessing of Durood-e Pak. Imagine this, that you could see your place in Jannah from this earth while you're still alive. How amazing would that be? How if I was to say I could give you a vazifa to achieve that, to see the palaces of Jannah? You'd think, give it, hurry up. Let me share this beautiful hadith and mubarakah with you. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. How long does it take in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak when deeds are multiplied manifold? Maybe if you take a small Durood-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Durood-e Pak maybe 12 minutes maximum. And yet, not only would you get all the other rewards that are mentioned in relation to reciting Durood-e Pak, but also, more importantly, in accordance with this hadith mubarakah, you would see your place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic of today is our relationship with food in this month of Ramadan. A very, very important and interesting topic. But before we start that, I've got something very special for you. What am I? I am inspiration that gave life to a dead world. I have a claim for uniqueness in that I am bound by a language which brought the people speaking me out of oblivion to become leaders of civilization. I remain bound by a standard of excellence in literature that is beyond comprehension. Purity of style, wisdom, and truth. I encompass all knowledge within me. The depths of my knowledge are deeper than the deepest oceans. My pearls and corals are beautiful, matchless, and endless. I have the answers to all the questions. I have the solution to all your difficulties. I have the cure to all your illnesses. I am unique. I am amazing. I am magnificent. I am the Holy Quran. We'll start with Tilawat of Quran Pak.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
It's truly amazing. The Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, when they heard the recitation of the Quran, they used to fall into prostration. This month of Ramadan Mubarak is the month of the Quran. Let's make sure that we spend our time reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, reading the translation, reading the commentary, acting upon the teachings of the Quran. Decorate your lives with the Quran and watch how beautiful life becomes, this Ramadan becomes, how beautiful the hereafter becomes for you. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah azza wa jal, natipak.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله 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 يا حبيب الله چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ اللہ یا حبیب اللہ تو زندہ ہے ولی چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پڑے خاک ہو جائیں جل جانے والے رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا کہاں تم نے دیکھے چند رانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے چند رانے تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم درود علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ Dear viewers of Madni Channel, now this morning it's a very, very special topic. It's our relationship with food during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal takes this ability, this gift and this food that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us and puts restrictions on it. So for the rest of the year, whenever you've got this blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're told to avoid the haram, but the halal you can eat. In this month, it is so special that you're even stopped during certain times from eating the halal sustenance. Why? Because you're training your nafs to control. It's a beautiful, beautiful training through this month. But when we are free to eat in the iftar time, during the night, what is our relationship with our food? What do we do? Do we simply just go at it? Like somebody who's been kind of deprived of food all day and suddenly they go? Or do we go about it in a controlled manner? Do we look at what we're going to eat, how that's going to affect our body, how it's going to affect our ability to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, or do we simply just throw everything down? That's what we want to look at today. Now, there are many, many beautiful books, and in Blessings of Ramadan, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya dedicates a good few pages to this topic. But the scholars have written plenty on this, and there are lots of blessings, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, in holding back, in being careful of what you eat, of reducing the number of morsels you eat by putting a spiritual lock on your stomach so that you are controlling what goes in. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi considers it the foundation of your health to control what you eat, and not only the foundation of good health but also the foundation for your spiritual well-being as well. Before eating, one should be hungry, is what he says. Whoever eats while he is hungry and while eating withdraws his hand from the food, even though hunger is still there, will never be in need of a doctor And this is quoted in Ihya ul-Ulum, Volume 2. So this very basic necessity is there to help us nourish ourselves, to gain energy, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, to go about our daily lives. But often what happens is that this very, very blessing, we turn around and it becomes a burden for us. And there are a lot of people who at the time of iftar during Ramzan, they eat so much that then Taraweeh and Salah becomes difficult for them. What they do is they overburden their stomachs and they cannot even get up for Salah. And even if they do manage to get up, the quality of their Salah suffers because they cannot concentrate, their stomach is heavy and they are struggling. Then some, when they get up for Sehri and they have too much to eat during the day, they feel bloated. And that too much energy or too much food means that they actually don't have the enthusiasm and the zeal to actually benefit from fasting. And sometimes then this fasting becomes nothing more than hunger and thirst. And that is what we need to avoid. But coming back to our topic, food. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted us this great blessing. It is a blessing which a lot of people in the world don't have. There are people in the world, especially in this time of Ramadan, where they don't know where the next meal is going to come from. There are children in the world who are starving. There are parents who are worried. Now, normally there is a large percentage of people who are very concerned about where the next meal was coming from. So the first thing that we need to do, if you are sat there with an iftar meal or a sehri meal, is thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the way to do that is to try and start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and try and do this act of eating in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, look at it this way. You eat or you drink to satisfy the thirst or your appetite for food. And once you've done it, that satisfaction comes. But let me ask you this. Say you need a glass of water. You walk up to the sink, you pour a glass of water in, open the tap, water goes in, you stand there and you gulp it down in one go. You've satisfied your thirst. But have you got any reward for it? No. Let's rewind now. You're thirsty. You walk up to the sink, you fill the glass with water. Then, knowing that it is beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to drink water sitting down, you go and sit down. You've acted upon one sunnah. Then, instead of lifting the glass with the left hand, you think, I will lift it with the right hand. Because it's the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you pick the water up. You look into the glass to see if it's clean. That is another beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You make sure that you drink water in the light. That is another beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and you start drinking. And you drink in three sips in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after you've finished, you say Alhamdulillah. Seven sunnah mubarakas. You've done the same act. You've satisfied your thirst. But what you've walked away with is a huge bag of good deeds. Subhanallah. Same act. Now the same applies to food as well. When you sit down to eat, say it's the time of Sehri which you're doing at the moment. What we always say on this program is when you get up for Sehri, try and pray two rakats in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are great and amazing benefits of this. This is the time that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is calling out. Is there anybody who wants anything? Ask. He will be provided it. So pray two rakats or four rakats, the hajjat if you've slept, and ask, then come to eat Sehri. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the nice warm environment you're in and the food that's on the table. By starting with Durud-e Pak and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the dua for eating. Make sure your children repeat it. Then eat small morsels in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with three fingers and talk about nice things. Now what you're now doing is you're thanking Allah Azza wa Jal indirectly. Reason being, although a lot of us say with our tongues, Ya Allah, we thank you, Ya Allah, for what you provided us. But the real thanks comes when you act accordance with the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you eat in that way. So when you're eating in accordance with the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your actions are speaking for themselves. On every luqma that you take, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Bismillah, Ya Wajidu, Bismillah, Ya Wajidu. All of these beautiful words. And then you're talking to your children, you're talking to your family. How beautiful is it at the time of Sahri, if you did a round like they do in the Madni Kaflas, where everybody gives a sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. How beautiful is that? And then that brings blessings to your home. Now what you're doing is this. Your nafs, your desires say, get this food inside your mouth and down your throat. But what you're saying is no. This blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for, I'm going to eat it in a beautiful, slow, controlled manner. Then, the morsels are small. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah says that often, we don't even enjoy our food. Why? Because we're in this mechanical mode where we're taking a morsel straight into our mouth and then straight down the throat. I think if we've got the package ready, we'll have that package now.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم کا فرمان مہربان ہے جس نے یہ کہا جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله تو 70 فرشتے 1000 دن تک اس کے لئے نیکیاں لکھتے رہیں گے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد اے عاشقان رسول مدنی چینل کے ناظرین جھوم جائیے اور مدینے کی یادوں میں گم ہو جائیے کہ میٹھا میٹھا پیارا پیارا سوہنا سوہنا رحمت و بھرا عبادت و بھرا اللہ تبارک و تعالی کے انعامات کی بارشوں کی سوغات لیے عالی شان مہینہ ماہ رمضان شریف تشریف لے آیا مرحبا صد مرحبا پھر آمد رمضان ہے کھل اٹھے مرجائے دل تازہ ہوا ایمان ہے ہم گناہگاروں پہ یہ کتنا بڑا احسان ہے یا خدا تو نے عطا پھر کر دیا رمضان ہے تجھ پہ صدقے جاؤں رمضان تجھ پہ صدقے جاؤں رمضان تو عظیم الشان ہے کہ خدا نے تجھ میں ہی نازل کیا قرآن ہے روزہ دارو جھوم جاؤ کیونکہ دیدار خدا خلد میں ہوگا تمہیں یہ وعدہ رحمان ہے یا الہی تو مدینے نے کبھی رمضان دکھا مدتوں سے دل نے یہ عطار کے ارمان ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد ہم اپنے پیارے پیارے رب عز و جل کا شکر ادا کرتے ہیں کہ اس نے اپنا پیارا پیارا مہمان ماہ رمضان المبارک عطا فرمایا ہے اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ تیرا لاکھ لاکھ شکر ہے اے عاشقان رسول ہم رمضان المبارک کے آنے کی خوشیاں کیوں نہ بنیں کہ ماہ رمضان المبارک کے استقبال کے لیے سارا سال جنت کو سجایا جاتا ہے جیسا کہ فرمان مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بے شک جنت سال کے شروع سے آئندہ سال تک رمضان المبارک کے لیے سجائی جاتی ہے اور فرمایا رمضان شریف کے پہلے دن جنت کے درختوں کے نیچے سے بڑی بڑی آنکھوں والی حوروں پر ہوا چلتی ہے اور وہ عرض کرتی ہے اے پروردگار عز و جل ہمیں اپنے بندوں میں سے ایسے بندوں کو ہمارا شوہر بنا جن کو دیکھ کر ہماری آنکھیں ٹھنڈی ہوں اور جب وہ ہمیں دیکھیں تو ان کی آنکھیں بھی ٹھنڈی ہوں हर घड़ी रहमत भरी है, हर तरफ है बरकतें, माह रमजान रहमतों और बरकतों की कान है। आ गया रमजान इबादत पर कमर अब बांध लो, आ गया रमजान इबादत पर कमर अब बांध लो, फेज ले लो जल्द के दिन तीसी का मेहमान है। तो ए आशिकान रमजान, ए आशिकान रसूल, ए मदनी चैनल के नाजरीन, रमजानुल मुबारक बहुत रहमतों बरकतों वाला महीना है। लिहाजा मदनी इल्तिजा कि अब खूब नेकियां कमाने के लिए तैयार हो जाएं, क्योंकि इस माह मुबारक में नेकियों का सवाब बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ गया है। देखें, अगर आप कोई कारोबार करते हैं और आपके अगर कोई प्रोडक्ट है, वो प्रोडक्ट अगर आपकी दुकान पर 100 में अगर सेल होती है, और यही प्रोडक्ट अगर आप किसी और शहर में जाएं बेचने के लिए, अगर आप किसी और मुल्क में जाएं, तो यही प्रोडक्ट जो आपकी दुकान पर 100 रुपए की सेल होती है, और यही प्रोडक्ट अगर शहर से बाहर या आपके मुल्क से बाहर इसी प्रोडक्ट के अगर आपको 300 या 400 या 500 रुपए मिलेंगे, तो क्या ख्याल है आप क्या करेंगे? जरा कि अब यही करेंगे कि आप अपनी इस प्रोडक्ट को दूसरे मुल्क जाकर बेचेंगे कि चूंकि यहां इसके 100 मिल रहे थे जबकि वहां 500 मिल रहे हैं, क्योंकि इससे जो वो नफा ज्यादा मिलेगा। इस तरह जाहिर आप यही करेंगे। सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद। तो मीठे मीठे इस्लामी भाइयों, ए आशिकाने रसूल, ए आशिकाने रमजान, माह मेहरबान, माह रमजान, इसमें हमारा प्यारा प्यारा रब अज़्ज़ व जल अपने बंदों पर नेकियों का अज्र बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ा देता है, यहां तक के नफल का सवाब फर्ज के बराबर और फर्ज का सवाब 70 गुना बढ़ा दिया जाता है। हजरत सैयदना इब्राहिम नखई रहमतुल्लाही ताला अलैह फरमाते हैं, माह रमजान में एक दिन का रोजा रखना 1000 दिन के रोजों से अफजल है, और माह रमजान में एक मरतबा सुबहान अल्लाह कहना इस माह के अलावा यानी रमजान के अलावा 1000 मरतबा सुबहान अल्लाह कहने से अफजल है। और माह रमजान में एक रकअत पढ़ना रमजान के अलावा 1000 रकअतों से अफजल है। आ गया रमजान इबादत पर कमर अब बांध लो, आ गया रमजान इबादत पर कमर अब बांध लो, फैज ले लो जल्द के दिन तीसी का मेहमान है, फैज ले लो जल्द के दिन तीसी का मेहमान है। तो ए आशिकान रमजान, इस प्यारे प्यारे महीने में खूब खूब जिक्रुल्लाह की कसरत कीजिए, अपने प्यारे प्यारे मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम पर दुरूद पाक पढ़िए, और मुकम्मल तरावीह पढ़कर 1000 रकातों का सवाब हासिल कीजिए। तो आशिकाने रमजान, खूब इबादत के लिए तैयार हो जाइए कि ना जाने फिर कब ये मौका नसीब होगा। हमारे प्यारे प्यारे आका मदीने वाले मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम का क्या अमल होता था इस मुबारक महीने में? चुनाचे उम्मुल मोमिनीन हजरत सय्यदतुना आयशा सिद्दीका रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हा फरमाती हैं, जब माह रमजान आता तो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम इबादत के लिए तैयार हो जाते और सारा महीना अपने बिस्तर पर तशरीफ ना लाते। तो ए आशिका ने रसूल, देखा आपने हमारे बख्शे बख्शाए आका सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, बल्कि हम गुलामों को बख्शवाने वाले मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम तो اتنی عبادت فرمائیں. اگر ہم اب بھی عبادت کے لیے تیار نہیں ہوں گے تو پھر کب ہوں گے؟ کہ ماہ رمضان المبارک میں خوب مغفرتوں بخششوں کے انعامات تقسیم ہوتے ہیں. اللہ تبارک و تعالی اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی عبادتوں کے صدقے ہم گناہ گاروں کو بھی خوب عبادت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. عاصیوں کی مغفرت کا لے کر آیا ہے پیام, عاصیوں کی مغفرت کا لے کر آیا ہے پیام, جھوم جاؤ مجرم و رمضان ہے غفران ہے, جھوم جاؤ مجرم و رمضان ہے غفران ہے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ, we heard جانشین اتار دامت برکاتہ من علیہ giving us some beautiful مدنی pearls in relation to this blessed month of رمضان المبارک. Coming back to our topic now, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the topic of today is our relationship with food in Ramadan. Now the difficulties we have with this are that when we overeat, the month of Ramadan is there for worship of Allah azza wa jal. It is there to concentrate your mind on reading the glorious Quran, understanding it, and prostrating in the court of Allah azza wa jal, spending maximum time pleasing Allah azza wa jal. But what food does is this: food is there to give you the energy to allow you to do that, and that's the whole point. Allah azza wa jal has given us this blessing, but look at the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. We could have been eating bland foods, but no, Allah azza wa jal, through his mercy and blessings upon us, gave us taste buds and gave us a satisfaction with food. So we eat, but the problem is that when we eat so much that it becomes a hindrance to our worship, then therein lies the problem, and especially in the month of Ramadan. There are many people at the moment are still going to the takeaways, are still overfilling themselves, and then when they stand in Salah, they struggle. When they read the glorious Quran, they struggle. And the level of their fast and the piety and the taqwa that they were supposed to gain from it doesn't come, and then they wonder why. Let me share with you what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhul Aliyah says in the brilliant book, which you all must read, because for Ramadan Mubarak, it is an essential guide to help you maximize the blessings of this month. Amir al-Sunnah writes that, you know, eating and drinking is important, but Allah Azza wa Jal in this month restricts it to try and test you. And there are manners in which you fast. It's not just about closing your mouth and then eating, overeating at other times and letting it be a competition. No. I mean, listen to the rights that there are different levels of fast, and what we should do is not change Ramzan into an eating competition where if we've not eaten for 12 hours, then in the other 12 we make up for what we've missed. It doesn't work like that. It is all about control. What he writes is this, that the common people, they fast and they observe the Shari rulings, but they fast and abstain from the things they shouldn't. They deliberately stay away from eating and drinking from dawn till sunset, and that's it. So that's the fast, the basic level of fast. And unfortunately, a lot of us are bound up in that. He says the next level, though, is better than that. These are people who are not just not eating and drinking during the day, but when it comes to the rest of the acts, they are avoiding everything. When they sit down to eat, for example at iftar, they're controlling what they eat because they've got one eye on the food and the other on Salatul Maghrib. They've got one eye on the food and the other knowing that they have to pray Isha and Taraweeh, and they don't want to cause a problem with that because that is more important than all this food. Then they deliberately set out to balance their diet. What they do is they have some fruit, they have some salad, and they have a proportion of food, and they avoid fried foods in this month because this is the month of control. And some people, they have perhaps one item of grilled food and some basic roti and some curry and just dip into it, and then they've moved their hands away. that is greatly rewarded because you are taking your hand away from food because you want to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because you don't want this food to affect your worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at what Ramzan has done. It has taken the basic habit and necessity of food and made you control that. Why? For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you're at the wuzu khana, when you're doing wuzu during the day, it's a hot summer's day. You don't let one little sip of water go down your throat. Why? Nobody's watching. Nobody will know. But you don't let it happen. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. You are fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why the Creator Supreme says that the reward, fast is for me, and I will give its reward. This is how amazing this fasting is. This is how magnificent it is. Why spoil it by overeating? So Amir al-Sunnah says, move your level of fast. Control your food so that it gives you the power to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, but does not become a hindrance for it. And then the level of the next level. These are people that completely devote themselves to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they control everything. Subhanallah. You know, that month of Ramadan doesn't mean feasts in the evening. The month of Ramadan means spending maximum time standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. These great people change their habits. Because a lot of us, when we're fasting, we think fasting means not eating and not drinking. But it's more than that. What if you're fasting, but you're not controlling your eyes and you're doing everything that you used to? Is that acceptable? Or is there a fast of the eye? What if you're fasting, but you're not controlling what you're listening to? What about the fast of the ears? What if you're fasting, but your tongue is still busy swearing and shouting and screaming? What about the fast of the tongue? What about the fasting of the hands? What about the fasting of the feet? Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliya writes in Fazan al-Ramzan, very beautifully, he says, all these body parts are fasting. When you gain control and mastery over your desires, then what you will do is not only close your mouth to food and drink, but you will go further than that. You will protect your eyes from all the wrong things. You will protect your ears from all profanity, from music, from everything else. You will protect your tongue from saying the wrong thing. You will protect your hands and feet from doing the wrong thing. But wait, then the scholars write, there is an even greater level. So you've abstained from food and drink, you've protected your eyes from everything that was wrong. Surely that's a high level. They say no, there is another beautiful level. You know what that is? That is to positively engage everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So for example, if before Ramzan I was using these eyes for the wrong thing, in Ramzan Mubarak I've not only stopped the sin, but now I've changed them to do a positive. And that gets you to a greater level of fasting for the eye. So now you have taken your eyes and you've taken them away from sin, but not left them neutral. No. Now you are using them to look at the beautiful Kaaba, to look at the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif, to basically read the glorious Quran, read the translation of the Quran, read the commentary of the Quran. You are using your eyes to look at the face of your parents to gain reward. And you're using your eyes to show you the way to the Masajid of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you've gone to that beautiful high level where you're using this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal for all the positive things. And you've started to fulfill the real essence of Ramadan. Then you move to the ears. Your ears weren't created for music, for profanity, for vain talk, and all this backbiting and tale-telling. No. Your ears were created to listen to the glorious Quran. Your ears were created to listen to the beautiful Naat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to listen to the commands of your parents, to listen to their beautiful words, to be good to people, to help people, to listen to their problems. And in Ramadan Mubarak, if we move our hearing to that level, then you can say that my ears are fasting. And then this tongue, it is a very powerful organ. It's an organ of the body that can take you to Jannah, paradise, and take you to the fire of hell. And it's under your control. Now in the month of Ramadan and Mubarak, if we're still backbiting, if we're still lying, if we're still cheating, if we're still saying the wrong things, if we're still swearing, then what have we achieved through our fast? Hunger and thirst? And say you abstain from all of those, why leave it neutral when Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted you with this blessing? This tongue was created so that you could recite the glorious Quran. This tongue was created so you could recite Naat-e Paaks upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This tongue was created so you could take sweet words out of it and pass it on to please people. Qawlan kareema, you could talk to your parents in a beautiful way. This Ramzan al-Mubarak is really, really a special opportunity for us, because our tongues are a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now a lot of houses are battlefields at the moment. Why? Because we're in lockdown, everybody's living together, and bradashni, we can't tolerate people. So what we do is our tongue then starts to attack them. In this Ramzan al-Mubarak, it's not just about keeping your tongue closed, it's about being nice to people. Using your tongue for the positive. And then you can say that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I've prayed, I've read, recited my Quran Kareem, I've recited Naat-e Paaks, I've spent the day reciting Durood-e Paak for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I've spent the day using this tongue to please people, so my tongue is fasting as well. Similarly with the hands, and similarly with the feet. Our relationship with food is all the basis of this, because once you start to control your desires, you start to train yourself to restrict even that which is normally halal, and that you're allowed to do it. Allah Azza wa Jal in this beautiful month trains us to stop ourselves from that, and that is a lesson, so that then we can implement that training by restricting ourselves for everything else as well. Don't look at the wrong thing, avoid all the phones and everything else that are going to lead you to the wrong thing. Avoid these social chats and avoid these messages and everything else for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody else is going to be watching you, but Allah Azza wa Jal is. Nobody else, but Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the reward. Now what's the point of saying that I'm fasting if you're not going to truly appreciate the fact that fasting is not just keeping away from the food? When you eat sehri, it is blessed food. Eat it with the intention that I'm eating this great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal to give me the energy during the day to worship my Lord, to do the good things that Ramzan al-Mubarak wants me to do, and to avoid all the wrong things that I need to avoid. And I think we've got Hafiz Saab on the line now. So Hafiz, the topic of today, you will remember, was our relationship with food in Ramadan.
Ji, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, a very important topic, and to be honest with you, it was mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, a topic that we really looked forward to doing, but sadly we couldn't get that. But mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, going on to the topic, the thing is, again, we need to ask ourselves the question, like Amir al-Sunnah mentions, that we eat a lot during Sehri time because we've got a long roza ahead of us, and we eat a lot at the time of iftari because we've been fasting all day. In another book, the Amir al-Sunnah mentions that when you do open the fast, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, try to fast with the date. If you don't have dates, then at least eat enough fruit. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, if you eat enough fruit, that will also, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, help you. Or else what's going to happen is, you're going to make yourself, get ill, and especially in the month of Ramadan, we don't want to be doing that.
You see, Abzal, what a lot of people do is they do this, they eat incorrectly, they overeat, and then, na'uzubillah, they blame Ramadan for this, whereas the scholars and the doctors have very clearly written that those who act according to the beautiful sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to eat balanced diets and eat in moderation and stop their hand while they're still hungry, and spend their time in this blessed month in worship, they come out not only spiritually lifted, but physically strong as well. I mean, I was reading in Amir al-Sunud's book on Fezani Ramzan, there's a whole section on this, and he was saying that, you know, you've got these doctors all over the world who are saying, actually, we make our patients who suffer from diabetes and heart conditions, we're making them fast because we see the rewards, physical rewards of fasting, and we see the medical benefits that this fast brings.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And again, Harun bhai, you know, sometimes, you know, when people but when it comes time to opening the fast, obviously you can't eat that much. And then, you know, all day you've been, you know, we discussed that on the first program, I think, that, you know, Ramadan is not about cooking food. Maybe, you know, those people who are cooking food at home, they'll be spending most of their time in the kitchen. We need to make a balance of that as well. At the time of iftari is the time when du'as are accepted. So as a family, you know, get the cooking done, and, you know, at least 10 minutes before that iftari, you should always sit down, make the du'a, alhamdulillah, break the roza, and then just don't go straight into the main meal as well. Because I've seen some Islam brothers, I've talked to them, and it's like they're having their main meal and then they're offering their Maghrib namaz. We shouldn't be delaying our Maghrib salah too much as well. So open your fast and have a bit of fruit, water, and then read your Maghrib salah, and then come back to the main meal. That's the best option.
SubhanAllah. We've got about 7 minutes left, and Hafiz Saab, getting towards the end of our program, and to recap, essentially Ramadan is not about the food. I know that we make all these efforts in the evening to make all these dishes, and I know that we do it with the best of intentions. But sometimes it takes the focus of the real essence of Ramzan. Ramzan is all about pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, spending maximum time in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, standing for Salah, reading the glorious Quran, understanding it and acting upon its commands. And when that food is helping you to achieve that goal, brilliant. But where it is hindering that because you're eating too much or the wrong food, it causes you to sleep excessively, it makes you ill, it gives you a cough. That's what happens. After a few days, because of our heavy eating, we start to become really unwell. That's not Ramadan. Ramadan was there to train you for the rest of the year on how to control your appetite, how to control your desires, and how to maximize the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal in the moments that you have. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to control our diets, balance them so that it gives us the strength to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we do it with that intention, alhamdulillah, the very hand that you stop from that extra morsel will be noor for you, because every morsel that you don't eat for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, the scholars write, will give you a special light. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.